Hey sis, welcome to the audio experience of the Moment I podcast, a series where we follow 10 successful women across Africa on the key moments they had self-doubt and regained their confidence. Why this podcast, you ask? Because we all go through it. Those moments of self-doubt, times when we want to go for that promotion, speak up, show out, but we don't. In those moments of doubt, it is important to find the inspiration you need to get your mojo back. And that's what this podcast is, your Mojo Inspo, brought to you by us, your sisters from She Leads Africa, and our fantastic friends at Darling.
People always ask me how I'm able to confidently put myself out there. The truth is, I have learned to accept the things that I can't change and focus on the things that I can. When I was 17 years old, fresh out of high school, I went through what I imagined could have been the worst thing a young woman could go through. I developed acne. I'm not just talking about little breakouts here and there. I'm talking about full out, blown out acne. I was devastated. It looked like my face was full of polka dots. Now, throughout school, I had seen my friends get breakouts, get acne, struggle here and there. I couldn't relate. I could only sympathize. I'd always had silky, soft skin. And then suddenly, everything changed. I was honestly so traumatized. Now, the thing about having a struggle that is so obvious to everybody is that everybody has an opinion. So it was a mixed grill of surprise, shock, concern, and unsolicited advice. I remember my family, my parents tried to help me get treatment and solutions for whatever was going on, and it was so draining for all of us. I remember many opportunities that I missed out on because my confidence had been knocked down. I didn't want to be around people. I didn't want the questions. I didn't want the stares. I didn't want the opinions. So I moved on to college, and I was navigating life as a young lady in college and also navigating this struggle with my skin. And finally, I got to a place where I realized that I couldn't allow something that was beyond my control define who I am. Slowly, I began to regain my confidence. I found my voice whenever people would ask me about my skin. I learned to speak for myself, and the confidence followed closely after. I'm now in my mid-30s, a woman in media, surprisingly in the public eye, and sometimes I get on the screen with aggravated skin and I want to crawl back and hide, but I remind myself that I'm Kambua. I am beautiful. I am strong. I'm not the skin I'm in. I am enough. Confidence is choosing yourself every single day, your flaws and everything. It's not about our skin. It's not about our hair. It's not about the money in the bank account or all the superficial things that the world says we are. It's who we are on the inside. It's our values that make us who we are. And when we know this, we can conquer the world because we are enough.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Moment I podcast. Make sure to visit on www.confidentdarling.com, where you can subscribe, check out videos and lookbooks from each episode, enter your own story in our story competition, and never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found this episode valuable, spread the love and share this with your sister. Be sure to come back next week for your Mojo Inspo. Bye!